1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. You know the email, joe@rt.ie. And today it's obviously 1850 715 815. But if you're phoning us from Scotland, it's 00353 00353 1 208 2984. But the easiest way is joe@rt.ie, because we want to talk for a few minutes to people who have contacted us about this momentous decision to be made on Thursday fortnight in Scotland. Basically, do they leave the United Kingdom? Angela McLaren is originally from Ballyfermot in Dublin. Angela, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
Where are you living? How long have you been in Scotland, and what way are you voting?
I'm living in Scotland 36 years. And I'm voting yes.
And
I'm voting
no.
Sorry, I'm voting no.
Which even the yes no is slightly confusing for people. In other words, you're saying no to separation. You want to stay. You want Scotland to stay as part of the United Kingdom.
That's right.
Why?
Because I feel the devil we know is better than the devil we don't know. The uncertainties that things haven't been explained properly. And it's just too big a gamble. It's not a case of after 5 years we can turn back. If you go down that road, that's it. And I just don't think it's a good idea.
And how come you can vote, Angela?
Probably because I'm here that long. I'm able to vote. I've actually done my postal vote. It's up and away, and no bother.
Why did you do a postal vote?
It's just much easier. We had that choice, so just took advantage of it and posted it off. I think it was last Thursday.
Because it's a pretty wide group who can vote in the Scottish independence referendum. Over 16 for a start, 16 and six over 16. Obviously, anyone British, so to speak, living in Scotland. So that means English, Welsh, Northern Ireland, and any citizen of the EU living in Scotland. So it's a big group. Now, Angela, is the Scottish independence referendum, is it a topic of conversation with your friends, family? Do you talk about it?
Not really, but just as I look out, I see on our lamppost outside there's two big yes placards, which obviously don't agree with. But I can't understand people who are still sitting on the fence and say they don't know what way they're going to vote. I can't understand that. Surely at this point they know the situation and are going to go one way or another. But it is such an important thing, and obviously sitting and waiting and hoping it goes the right way, well, which I'm thinking should be no, but it could go. I think it's rather close.
And what brought you to Scotland in the first place, Angela?
My husband.
Okay. He's Scottish, I presume.
Yes, met my husband when he was on holiday here, and I'm back in 1976, and got married in 1978 in Ballyfermot, and I moved over then.
And can I ask, what way is he voting?
The same.
Same.
He's Scottish, but voting no.
He wants to stay part of the UK.
Yes.
Okay, stay there, Angela. Derek Lord has contacted as well. Derek, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
You're originally from the north of Ireland.
Yes.
You're voting yes for staying with the UK. Yes for independence or no for staying with the UK?
A very big yes for independence.
Why?
Over the last 50, 60 years, the industrial base of Scotland has been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Broadcasting has been destroyed. And I just would like to see the country be able to control its own future. I understand where Angela's coming from, but then, according to all the polls, women seem to be more nervous about voting yes than men. She summed it up by saying the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. But
mm-hmm.
The devil we know here is a Tory government, which no one in Scotland voted for, was controlling the reins of the Scottish economy. So, I mean, down the road from me was a plant, the IBM plant, that employed 3,000 people, right? It's now been flattened. And the IBM set up in the Republic of Ireland because they got a better corporation tax deal. So that's 3,000 jobs just in one tiny area. As far as broadcasting goes, you know, RTE, you've got a big, it's a big production base. You can make your own stuff. There's virtually nothing made in Scotland to represent the Scottish people. You've got one soap opera which goes out once a week. That's the end of it. That's why, I mean, I'm an actor. 99% of all the actors I know are going to vote yes, because we want to be able to work and live in Scotland rather than go and live in a bed, sit in London and pick up the scraps that come off the English table, you know?
But surely your point about Scotland and industry and the economy, surely in a global economy, the border near Hadrian's Wall there will make little difference.
Well, we've still got another 40 or 50 years of oil revenue, which is being siphoned off down south, down to England. And we can attract business by lowering our corporation tax. There's, for example, take cars. There isn't a single car manufactured in Scotland. All the cars.
Well, there isn't. There isn't a single. There isn't
Japanese companies.
Yeah, but there isn't a single car assembled on the island of Ireland.
No, because it's too far away from Europe. You know, if you're a Japanese car company, you want to get as close to your main market as possible, which is Europe.
Yeah, but Nissan. But Nissan. Yeah, but Nissan.
Choose England over Scotland. So, in order to attract these foreign companies up to Scotland, you've got to give them some sort of incentive by lowering the corporation tax. Okay, make it worth their while to come to Scotland. At the moment, it isn't. Okay?
Angela, you say absolutely, Derek. But I say Nissan are in Newcastle, aren't they? They have a massive plant, which is not very far,
far south. Well, they're in Wales, yeah.
Angela, what do you think of Derek's argument that economically you can make your own decisions, you can lower taxes for multinational companies?
Talking about businesses, I mean, apparently there's some big companies that are ready to go if there is a yes vote, that they can just, they're in a position they can leave Scotland and move down south. That'll be more jobs gone, obviously, from Scotland. And I just don't feel, they go on the argument about oil. There's no real guarantee that there is that much oil and how long it'll go on for out there. It's like looking into a field. If you knew exactly, that's only one aspect.
There was a row last week about the amount of oil, and one of the experts contradicted Alex Salmond and said, no, the oil revenues are not as big as you're predicting. Is it that you don't trust Alex Salmond, Angela, who's leading, leading the campaign to separate?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's not the main reason. I don't really have much faith in him. I always remember listening to him a few years ago when things were going great for Ireland, and he compared Scotland and Ireland, two small little countries. Look at Ireland, can do so much with so little. And at the time when there was a boom time, I thought, gosh, he has a point there. You know, Scotland could do the same. Mm-hmm. And then, bang, the rug was pulled and everything went up the creek for Ireland. So I just don't feel, as I said, I just don't feel I could trust him. And, I mean, he'll be all right. It'll be very romantic. He got independence, but he can get up and go, and that's it. The man who got independence for Scotland. But I don't feel terribly confident with the man, as well as having my own opinion on staying with the rest of the UK.
And Derek, what way do you think it's going? I know you say the actors you know are all voting to separate.
The guys in the street, I was talking to a local shopkeeper just yesterday afternoon, and he's selling vote no t-shirts and vote yes t-shirts in his window.
Yeah.
Last week he sold 200 yes T-shirts
okay.
and 10 no shirts.
But is it as happened here with our campaign or our referendum last year on abolishing the Shannon?
Yeah.
That when push comes to shove, yeah. people will say no. Hang on to what we have. They look for motives or underlying motives or ulterior motives for people trying to get rid of something. You're trying to get rid of the UK as an entity, so to speak. So at the end of the day, maybe people will, as the bookies are predicting, maybe people will vote to stick together.
I think the probably no vote will shade it. I think it'll probably be something like 46-54 in favour of. 54-46 in favour of the union. But just in an Irish context...
Yeah, but you tell me that on the one hand. On the other hand, you say yes, you think it's going to vote no to stay together and rather than vote yes to separate. But on the other hand, you say the separation T-shirts are selling at 20-1.
Because the yes people are more passionate. They're thinking with their hearts rather than their heads.
With their brave hearts.
They're not worrying about the couple of pence they might lose or gain one way or the other. The brave heart syndrome. But if you take, in an Irish context, if you go back pre-1916, and you had a vote on Irish independence, then I guarantee the independence would have lost. Because basically, if you're in a cushy middle-class job, you're in one of the professions. Why rock the boat? You know.
And is there not? Is there?
Of
course, but is there enough of them to given such a massive constituency now, a massive number of people who can vote, everyone aged 16 plus, everyone in the born in the EU that's living in Scotland.
Yeah.
It's going to be a massive electorate.
They're hoping for it, but they think they'll get about an 80% turnout, which is unheard of in any election. But it's not going to be. If the Yes campaign loses, it's not going to be over and done. You know, it's not going to be that way for another 100 years. They'll still keep fighting on. And good luck to them. Curiously enough.
Yeah, but let me put that point. Stay there, Derek. Let me put that point to Angela. Angela, Derek's point there is if the yes to separate side wins on Thursday fortnight, they just keep coming back until they do separate.
Yes, I mean, I heard that, and that's been spoken about. But I still feel, that's possibly another few years, people might have woken up and smelled the coffee and seen things differently in that time. And the younger people who are going to be looking for work and that might see it different. And I mean, it's all very well, the romantic side of it, like Braveheart and freedom, but that doesn't put food on the table. At the end of the day, so you have to, as much as people like independence for the romantic side of it and all that, you have to be practical about it as well.
Angela, it's about jobs. Where are the jobs coming from? There are no jobs under the present system. You know?
No, well, I mean, it's the same, I suppose. Well, I was going to say all over. I mean, that is a worry for young people who are up and coming, going to be and going on and leaving school, leaving college. I mean, it seems to be an effect all over and not just in Scotland. But, I mean, what do you do?
Well, what I said earlier, you have to attract external investment. You know, you have to get foreign companies coming in here and you have to give them incentives to do so. It's okay. In my business, which is acting, Dublin and Belfast are now thriving film and television production cities. Dublin's got the Vikings, Ripper Street, Penny Dreadful. Belfast has got Game of Thrones, The Fall, all because they've pumped money into it. The Ulster government have pumped $9 million into Game of Thrones, and so far they've reaped $30 million in benefits. Alex Salmond wants to do something similar here, but his hands are tied by Westminster. I know an actor, I won't mention his name, he's quite a well-known actor. He's lived on a bedsit in London for the last 40 years, picking up bits and pieces here and there, all right? But while his family, his wife didn't want to leave Scotland, he only saw his family two or three times a year.
He worked in the soap opera I was in here for
2 years, and that was the only time in his professional career he was able to work in the country he was born in, right?
Would that change if Scotland separated?
Well, of course, Joe. The plans are to have a Scottish broadcasting company along the same lines as RTE. All right. Well, the TV license money in the Scotsman pays all goes to London, to the BBC, and then they drip feed a wee bit of it back up to Scotland.
Well, I was in BBC Scotland 18 months ago for a week, and it's a bigger operation than RTE.
How so?
In terms of the buildings for a start, and in terms of the number of people employed. But anyway, that's
But what do they actually produce? You know, they've got 1 hour of drama a week.
Mm-hmm.
They've got no light entertainment shows, right? And no quiz shows. Do nothing. They don't. It's just basically set there for news and current affairs.
Okay.
People have been on to say
they mustn't have much to be doing. That Nissan are not in Newcastle; they're in Sunderland, which happens. The last time I looked, is about 10 miles from Newcastle. That's why we have the Tyne Wear Derby every year when Newcastle and Sunderland are playing. But anyway, if you do want to ring and contribute to a debate, 1850 715 815. Angela, do you think the 18 days that are now left before the vote, even though you've already voted, do you get the sense that people are still sitting on the fence?
That's it, and I can't understand it, why people surely have made up their minds and know what they're doing by now, rather than still wondering, well, what am I going to... It's too serious a situation and too serious a vote to not have made up their mind, really, I think. And that's quite worrying if they just tick the wrong box, as far as I'm concerned, on the day.
Okay. And Derek, the same question to you. Do you think people are still on the fence?
Like I said earlier, people are much more passionate. They have their badges on their lapels. The no people are trying to keep their heads down because they don't want to get into a row.
Okay. But is it likely to lead to a row?
Oh God, my wife was in shopping in Greenock the other day, and a unionist politician called Jim Murphy, where those people came from, and he was banging on about independence being rubbish and what have you, and apparently a riot broke out, fisticuffs, people punching each other in the street. Nationalists are always more passionate than the others. But.
And have you any worries about guests to separate?
Any worries about the separation?
Yeah. Yes. If it does come about, have you any worries? Currency, social welfare entitlements, NHS?
No. All the protections are that Scotland would be a much wealthier country separated from the UK than it is currently, where it's sending this money down to London. It's like if you turn around to the people, if we had independence and you turn around at anybody in the street and said, look, I tell you what, we'll take all your taxes, we'll send it off to England, and then give you back what they feel like. Nobody would vote for that, and yet that's the status quo that the nationalists are trying to change.
Yeah, but could that not flip as well, Derry? Could there not be, God forbid, a massive hurricane, storm, whatever, that destroyed swathes of Scotland, and then you would be dependent on the rest of the UK to come to your aid, isn't that?
Well, I don't know. Okay. It was a once proud nation. People fought and died for its independence and to keep foreigners out. And it was bankers that cost them their freedom because of the stupid Darien project, which went bust in 1700 and something, and the country wasn't. So everybody ploughed their money into this.
Okay.
They were trying to
What do you think? What do you think of David Bowie saying you'd be mad to separate?
Well, I was never a big fan of David Bowie's anyway. And I love the McCartney thing. I mean, what's that all that about? He came up and bought a house up here and then went away again, and now he feels he can pontificate on...
J.K. Rowling says, vote no to stay together. She gave a couple of million.
Yeah, just before you go, it's interesting. I was at an SNP gathering about 10 years ago, and it was being organised by a fellow from Dublin, strange enough, and he was laughing. He said... a lot of our new members are former Ulster Unionists who have come up, who left Ireland largely because of the Troubles. And anyway, they could buy property here. You know, farmers could buy 10 acres here for what they were getting for 1 acre in Ulster. And the first thing they did when they came over here was sign up the SNP, because they were happy enough to be Unionists in Northern Ireland. But when they go back to their Scottish roots, they want freedom for Scotland.
Okay. Derek Lord, thanks indeed. Angela McLaren in Oban, Argyll and Boot, and Derek Butte, and Derek is in Ayrshire in Scotland. 51551. Anne-Marie is originally from Glasgow, living in Dublin. Anne-Marie, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Are you voting yes to separate or no to stay together?
Well, the fact that I'm living in Dublin, I wouldn't have a vote.
But you could have a postal vote.
I could have, but I haven't heard anything or even looked into it, to be honest with you, Joe, because the fact that I don't live there anymore and there's no chance of me ever going back, I think it's down to the people that live there themselves, the Scottish, not somebody from Northern Ireland or from Dublin or somebody that's, living in another country, coming over there for a while and then deciding the future of Scotland, but I would have been a yes vote.
Yes to separate.
Yeah, years ago. Mm. But they've left it too late, Joe.
They've left it too late.
If they break away from Britain, the world is too unsteady now. There's no stability really in the world, and I think it's just too late for Scotland to start looking for their independence and being able to build themselves up. Unfortunately.
And have you been speaking to friends, family, relations in Scotland, Anne-Marie?
I was talking to an aunt over there, and she was sort of saying no, but I think some of her kids are going to vote yes. The boys are going to vote yes, but the girls are going to vote no. Because, you would also have a lot of people that would have jobs where they're connected to England. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see their stability going. And they know themselves that the world is too unstable out there. I think a lot of the yes votes are, as your previous caller earlier on said, this kind of Braveheart attitude. But at the end of the day, it's the people with the big bank accounts and the bit of land and all that, as it always has been with Scotland, that will call the shots, because Scotland got their independence once or twice before, but the lairds all, they gave it back to England for land and power.
Yeah, so, but this is a democratic vote, Anne-Marie. Probably the most democratic vote ever, if you look at the electorate.
It is the most democratic
over vote. 16, anyone who lives in Scotland from the EU, that's what, 26, 27 countries, plus England, plus Wales, plus Northern Ireland.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's everybody bar the dogs in the street that's voting for Scotland, and the majority of them won't even be Scottish. I don't think that's fair. I think it should have been just for the Scottish, but whereas they're dragging in everybody and anybody that lives there.
How will you react on September 19th when the vote comes in, and if it is yes to separate?
I'd be absolutely delighted for them, but I'd start saying my prayers that it would work out for them.
Okay, stay there. Jane Ahern is in Ayr in Scotland. Jane, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
Your vote, you're originally Irish.
I am. I'm originally from Cork, but I've been living in Scotland for 12 years.
So you have a vote. If you're there 12 days, you'll have a vote when you're resident and you're from the EU. Are you yes to separate or no to stay together?
Well, I don't really see it as separating. I see it as Scotland as an independent country, but yes, I would be definitely a yes.
Why?
Well, I suppose for many reasons. particularly being Irish, I suppose I feel a kind of a commonality in terms of wanting to be governed and represented by a government that is represented by the people, and currently that's not the case. The government that we're currently represented by in Westminster is not a representation of what Scottish people vote for.
Mm. Well, the SNP has been, well, your own Scottish Parliament has been working away there, running a lot of things for, what, 10 years at this stage?
Absolutely, and fair point, because the SNP voted in by the Scottish people but has not got all of the powers that would be associated with, say, for instance, the government down in Westminster, who would look after the English people as well, and the government in Ireland, who speaks for the people of Ireland. Yes, we do have the SNP, but they don't have the powers that we need to be actually fully represented. And thankfully for the SNP, they've been able to protect us from things like the university fees down in England, the privatisation of the NHS. Recently, I went back to university myself. Mm-hmm. I was able to change my career, and thankfully, I didn't have to pay £9,000 to do so, because I wouldn't have been able to do that. And thankfully for the SNP, they allowed that to be the case.
Yeah, but I'm saying that did happen before. That has happened, and Scotland is one of the most attractive places for Irish people even to go to college. They wouldn't even think of the UK at this stage, because it's so, or England at this stage, because it's so expensive. But that has happened. The university fees did not come in Scotland, which proves that they did have their own powers anyway.
It proves for that the SNP have been able to protect us from that, but what it doesn't show us is that if we get a no vote in the independence referendum, which I don't believe, but if we get a no vote, God forbid, how do we know that we are still going to be protected from that? And if Westminster continue to drain financially from Scotland and continue to decide how much money we get, how long are the Scottish government, irrespective of it being the SNP or anyone else, you know, how are they going to be able to continue to protect us from those fees? Because there has to be cut somewhere. So if Westminster are saying, no, we're taking all this money off you, then how could we possibly know how we're going to spend it, or in what way? You know, how do we know university fees wouldn't need to be introduced in the future?
And what about
how do you know you're not going to get Scottish university fees when Scotland gets its independence? Because they're going to have to start getting revenue from other places. You know, don't get me wrong, I would give anything for Scotland to be independent. I really would, because my background and all the rest, it would be great, but I'm worried sick for them because, you know, they're going to have revenue, they're going to have to put up your taxes, they're going to have to bring in university fees and all the rest of it, is the same way as they did here at home. Like, you know, you're going to have to pay more for your independence, and it's just with the world. I mean, Europe's not going to jump in and say, come on, join us quick. Europe are actually trying to stop countries now from joining them. We're not going to get an awful lot of help from them. They're actually going to back the British because they don't want the English to leave Europe. I'm just afraid that they've left it too late, and, you know, if they do get the yes vote, it's, are the Scottish really ready for the hardship that it's going to bring? It is going to bring hardship because it's going to take a lot of years for Scotland to be totally independent and flourishing, especially
in
today's climate.
You know, I hear what you're saying, absolutely, and I understand that, you know, and I understand for lots of people there is unrest in terms of, you know, what will that mean? What will it be? Fears for the future. Will they have to introduce all of these things? But I guess in the end of the day, for me, it's less about will we have to or what will we have to do, and more about the fact that the people get to decide the government that they get to put in place to make those decisions. And if Scottish people don't want things like university fees or things like that to be introduced, and they're going to vote for a government that's going to work very hard, as the SNP currently have, to at least, you know, to prevent that from happening. And I suppose that you know, the second thing that I pick up on from your point in terms of Europe, and you know, absolutely, you know, there's a kind of a worry about whether Scotland will be automatically taken into the EU or not. I mean, personally speaking, I think that there is no reason why the EU and that community wouldn't accept Scotland with open arms, considering the fact that it's such a wonderful country and such a fantastic part of this world.
Yeah.
But also, you know, staying with England and the Westminster government means that we're going to have an in-out referendum in 2016 on whether we're going to be in-out of Europe. And on the current government of Westminster's opinion is that we shouldn't be part of Europe. So I'd rather, you know, jump in there and hope that Scotland and believe that they will absolutely, you know, jump into the EU and that they'll be accepted.
But Jane, is that a universal view among the yes side, which you were on, the yes to separate side, that, okay, it's yes to separate from the UK, from England, effectively, and Wales and Northern Ireland, but that we all want to stay in the EU?
Well, I think, in terms of whether it's a universal thing for people to want to be part of the EU or not part of the EU, and whether that ties in with people of the yes opinion, I don't know if that's a common opinion. I know it's an opinion that a lot of people that I have spoken to and a lot of people of the yes campaign would absolutely share.
Have you any other members of your family from Cork living in Scotland?
I do. I've both my brothers and my parents are here as well, so we all moved over.
So that's 5 votes.
That's correct, yeah. Five. And their partners and all of that. So
are they all yes to separate?
Joe, yes to separate to me sounds a bit strange.
Well, yes, I'm just explaining it here because yes and no, people don't know what you're talking about half the time. But are they all voting yes to leave the union?
They're all voting yes to leave the union as well, yes.
Wow.
And I suppose Anne-Marie,
who's from Glasgow, living in Dublin, and hasn't voted, it looks like the Cork contingent are going to vote you out, Anne-Marie.
Scotland and Ireland are so close anyway, you know, but, I just have this vision now that they're thinking, right, okay, we'll get their independence and Europe will be there and all the rest of it, but Europe has got a 5-year ban at the moment from anybody, you know, so it's going to be years before Scotland is, you know, I just have this horror now.
Okay, Bob, say what is 51551 Joe at RT.ie. Bob is in Dublin. Bob, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Joe.
And give us your observations, please.
Okay, well, I'll make a first observation on the vote, the way the vote is constructed, because that's just been talked about, spoken about. The crazy thing is that people born in Scotland, you know, they could have had generations of their family living in Scotland, yet they've moved away for work or they've moved away for relationships and now living outside of Scotland, they can't vote. So I think the fundamental flaw in the way the vote is constructed is that people, that, you know, you're talking about...
You could have applied for a postal vote, could you not?
No, you can't, no.
No, you can't, okay.
No, you're not allowed to vote. If you're not living in Scotland and have a residence in Scotland, you cannot vote. No matter that you might have 20 generations of Scottish family and that you were born in Scotland and you moved away, if you don't have an address in Scotland, you can't vote.
But that's a choice you make when you move to a different country.
Surely this is not about, you know, a tax rise. It's not about a tax rise. It's not about what happens over the next 5 years. This is what happens forever. And it's about the national identity of your country. So surely, you know, if you were born in the country and you have generations of your family living in the country, you should be able to debate the future of your country, whether you live there or whether you don't.
Because at some point, a lot of people are going to move back to their country anyway. An awful lot are going to move back. You know, some of them have left for work or they've left for relationships or whatever. But in the back of their head, someday they're going to go home just as the same way as the Irish. A lot of them have left and they're thinking, well, you know, someday I'm going to go home. So they should still have a say in their own country.
Okay,
I wouldn't vote simply because I know I won't. But as Bob has constructed, I think it's fundamentally wrong.
As Bob points out, you have to be living in Scotland to vote. By the way, that means anyone from the Commonwealth as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you're living in Scotland, you can vote. If you don't live in Scotland, you can't.
Mm. Well, there's some people living in Scotland who can't vote. It's EU can vote. EU members, obviously, UK citizens, EU citizens, insofar as we are that, and Commonwealth.
But Joe, I don't have a vote in Ireland. If you're born in Scotland and your heritage is in Scotland, you should be able to vote about the identity and destination of your country.
Do you feel aggrieved by that, Anne-Marie?
Well, me personally, I've been out of it for too long, you know, but it's kind of like over here, I can vote for local elections and that kind of thing, but I can't vote for anything important, a change to the constitution or anything like that. But, you know, in Scotland, anybody and everybody except for the dogs in the streets and the cats on the roof are allowed to vote. You know, and the ones who are abroad
can't vote. Other point here is if you're a Scottish MP, you Scottish MPs vote and they have can make law in the whole of the United Kingdom, and they have their own devolved parliament, which they can make law in as well.
Mm.
So they are in the best place, and they're in a very strong position to influence the direction of the United Kingdom. And if they stayed within the United Kingdom, they could be an influence for positive change within the way the United Kingdom operates.
Well, I mean, like, no disrespect to England or anything like that, but, I mean, Scotland was always the poor relation to the English.
I don't think that's necessarily the case, and I've spent a lot of time in Scotland, and I've debated with people in Scotland which direction they're going to go.
Mm.
And, you know, you walk into a pub in Scotland and you'll get, you know, some people saying, yes, you know, we're the poor relations. And you get other people that have been down to England and worked in England and have moved to England and then moved back to Scotland. They sometimes have a different view.
Yeah, there is always going to be that split. But, you know, as I said at the beginning, I would love for Scotland. Any country that wants their independence, I'm all for it. But I'm just afraid that Scotland has left it far too late, you know, going to backfire on them.
But I think Scotland, as other regions of the United Kingdom, have an opportunity within a democratic system to make change happen. And, you know, we're not in the 21st century. You know, we're not moving beyond nationalism, and we're not looking at a bigger picture.
You still have to have a certain amount of identity.
Do you not think Scotland has its identity? I mean, it has a much respected identity. Hugely so.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, Westminster does what Westminster thinks is right for England. Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland are secondary.
But Anne-Marie, isn't there 100?
Do you not think that England has loads of regions within it?
Mm.
You know, you know, if you look at what happens in the northeast, and you then compare that to what happens in the West Country in Cornwall, and then compare that to what, you know, it's not about London. It's about the whole United Kingdom.
Why are the nuclear weapons then on the Clyde? Why are the nuclear weapons up in Scotland? We don't want them.
But isn't that to do with geography and topology and the depth of the location?
No.
Well, take something a lot more simpler, okay? If I go from Scotland down to England,
mm-hmm.
and I have Scottish money, you can't spend it in England. They won't accept
That's
it.
True.
They won't accept Scottish money in England.
That's absolutely true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I have to change it into English sterling. So they're talking about us all being one big, big union, but they won't accept the money. And that's just a basic.
The money is legal tender; it is accepted, but it's not accepted. I agree.
You can't go into the shops and if somebody comes up from England, they won't accept it.
Okay, but anyone, I was up in Florence Court at the weekend. They ran a skill and they take punts, but they give you the change back in sterling.
Mm. Yeah,
and sometimes they give you back in Northern Ireland, you know, the Northern Ireland currency, Northern Bank currency, which will not be accepted in England.
Yeah, but in Scotland, did
they ask you, what's that money? I have to go check if we can actually accept that.
Hmm.
There's a difference between getting your change in a different currency.
Okay, let me bring Sean O'Driscoll in and go. Sean, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
First of all, have you a vote in this referendum?
I do actually, Joe, and I will be casting it. Yep.
And how do you have a vote? You're phony. Well, you're phony from Galway, but you live in Scotland, do you?
Well, the reason I have the vote at the moment, Joe, is that I went over for a period of to work in Scotland for 3 months, and as you're emphasising how democratic the country is. You know, I was only there a month when mm-hmm. not alone was I offered the vote, but I was actually told, you have to register for a vote. And as you say, as an EU citizen, that's automatically given, you know.
And will you be there on Thursday fortnight to vote?
Oh, I will, yes. In fact, I'll go back especially to do that.
Okay, can I ask you what way, please? Yes, to separate or no, to stay as one unit?
Yes, without any doubt.
Why?
And funny thing, initially at the beginning of the year, Joe, I said to my colleagues in Scotland that I'm going to keep neutral on this, and I agree with Anne-Marie that mm-hmm. it's really an issue for the Scottish people. But as I thought more and more, I looked back on my, you know, over the last 30 years, I have spent maybe up to 10 years in total, you know, mm-hmm. working. So I said, I can certainly get over that issue of conscience. But also, as I listened to the debate, I think, put it this way, my position at the moment would be that if an Irish person is going to vote over there,
yeah.
I think it would be very hypocritical or selfish of us not to give to the Scottish people what we already have and what we benefit from.
Mm. And but the first caller we had, who was Angela, originally from Ballyfermot, but now living over there, she's voting. She's definitely voting no. She wants to stay together.
I was listening to that and took notes about that, and I think Derek's comment was quite good, and it's a general point, and that is, and I think it's a natural enough thing. People are, you know, as she said, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know, so it's a fear factor. But if you listen to the debates in Scotland, and if you look at the geography of Scotland, in fact, their neighbours are on the other side are Norway and Sweden and Denmark.
Mm.
And many Scottish people are looking. When we compare, for example, the social welfare system and the social attitudes in the Scandinavian-type countries and compare it to what's happening in England, you know, benefit cutbacks, housing cutdowns, they're saying we'd rather copy that model than copy the South East English model.
And that'll be funded by oil.
That'll be funded by Isle, not just Isle, though. I think one thing about Scotland is it's a very industrious country. It's a very egalitarian country. The class differences are much less. And, for example, the bitterness brought about by, you know, during the Thatcher era and recently with the banks and the recession, which really emanated from, you know, a poison of greed, which started in London. They recognise that and say, "This is, you know, this culture we don't want. We don't really want to have anything to do with." And our Scandinavian cousins and neighbours have a much more positive and more egalitarian attitude, and more of the people will benefit if we copy that model rather than this model that I think is heavily out of date.
Yeah, but there's been a Labour government in all of the UK up to quite recently.
And in fact, one other thing that's aware of that's happening, the Irish, particularly in Glasgow, are becoming disillusioned with Labour. They can see little difference between Labour.
So you're saying, Sean, if it is a yes vote on Thursday fortnight, it will, and it apparently it'll come into effect in March 2016, ironically enough, very close to our own 100th anniversary of 1916. But you're saying, Sean, if it does happen, it will mean dramatic changes in Scotland.
No, they won't be dramatic.
In
Joe,
time.
I mean, you and I are quite familiar with hopping over the border to Newry. You know, in fact, it won't even be as dramatic as that. You know, so there won't be any problem, okay. I think, on the currency side. The other thing on the EU issue, for example, I don't think that will be an issue either. For a start, UK, I reckon, are going to leave. And secondly, it's an issue of subsidiarity. In other words, the UK government have said that if Scotland decides to go to leave, we will agree with them. We will accept that. That means it's a subsidiarity issue. It means that if it's an internal issue to the UK and there's no reason that they would have to leave the EU in that situation.
Okay, Sean O'Driscoll in Galway voting yes. Bob, who's English and living in Dublin, advocating no, as far as I can gather. Jane Ahern, Scotland, Cork, and her family living in Scotland voting yes to separate. And Anne Marie from Glasgow living in Dublin can't vote but would vote to stay in the United Kingdom. 51551, thank you all.